I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This podcast is brought to you by Avocado Mattress. And if healthy, comfortable sleep matters to you, this is one organic brand worth knowing. That's because what you sleep on actually matters.
Most mattresses rely on synthetic foams and chemical materials that trap heat, break down over time, or off gas. Avocado does it differently. Their mattresses are handcrafted with natural materials, organic latex, organic wool, and organic cotton, designed to be naturally cooling, incredibly supportive, and long-lasting. They're certified organic by GOTS and meet multiple non-toxic and safety certifications. Made for people who care about their health and the environment without sacrificing comfort. I love that Avocado proves you don't have to choose between comfortable, supportive sleep and your values. And now, during our Earth Month sale, you can get up to 15% off Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
This is the John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hold on, record your little podcast.
Okay.
That'd be funny.
All right. We're starting with that.
Yeah, we'll start with that.
We'll start with that.
Are we? Yeah. That's Weirloos in a very cross mood.
We just finished the show and
Angela's mic's not on,
spoilers.
So good work.
You upset Will in the 11th hour, didn't you?
Yeah, it's lovely just how a couple of weeks off and a little journey with his family can bring a man back refreshed. Really,
we've
focus.
Missed you, Will.
That is the sound of a man after 2 weeks in the Bahamas. So, you know, what I would say is there's nothing wrong with Rill.
No.
It's been a fun show today. We haven't named the podcast.
We forgot to do it, didn't we? Well, I was busy stuffing a lemon in my mouth.
You
so.
Tried to upstage me, didn't you? I ate my lemon live on the show today as penance for losing the Real Music quiz, the Real Music Matters quiz last year.
Because I ate a lemon as well, that means we're evens. And so I think you still need to do another forfeit.
Well, you say that. I think people have sort of... A text came in as we were doing the lemons. I think people think the show is moving in a sort of jackass direction. I have to point out that was a one-off. Adam texted straight in, I think you should snort wasabi.
Ooh.
I mean, he might not have even been listening. He might just not like me.
He did also say old English mustard if wasabi's a problem.
Yeah, as if I was going to do it anyway, but wasabi was the issue. This is not, it's not becoming a prank show. But anyway, you can hear the lemon consumption. You can hear a lot of feistiness today in the studio.
There was a tension. There was an air of menace in this studio today.
Almost as if, you know, from the beginning, something wasn't right.
I wonder what that could have been.
Stay tuned. Enjoy the podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Well, hello, friends. Happy Saturday. Welcome along to Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson here with all the gang. Including, of course, my co-host, Angela Barnes. Hello, Angela. ¿Cómo estás?
Oh, très bien, merci. Et toi?
It's actually Spanish what I said, but how are you feeling?
No, I park wherever I can get a space.
Well, this doesn't really relate to what I said, Angela. Is everything all right?
You know how on your phone every now and then it's like, it's a little slideshow for you.
Okay. Is everything all right, Angela?
I'm going to also start with the disclaimer that this ends okay.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to start with a disclaimer. Angela's not here. Angela's not here. So I just got some clips of her saying random stuff. And I thought I'd make it sound like she was. It's basically AI, isn't it? That's what AI is. So I've just got some clips of Angela saying, it actually went quite well, that. Turns out what I really like is being completely in control of a conversation. And I like knowing what I'm going to say and what she's going to say. Angela says she's late because her train is late. And I think that's what you say when you don't want the person to know the reason you're late. And I know that because I've said that in the past. So before she arrives, what I'd really like is some, you know, as unpleasant as you can really at this time in the morning, speculation on why Angela is really late. Because she's not here and she's not in control of what we say about her. So the text number is 81215. 1215. The WhatsApp is 0330 123 1215, or you can email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. I'd like some borderline slanderous speculation. Maybe she's a spy. She hasn't been watching Formula One because the season's over. So what has Angela Barnes been up to that means she is not where she's supposed to be this morning? Is she just scared of the Absolute Radio three dart challenge? We don't know. We'll find out. All right, fun's over. She's here.
What did I miss?
Absolutely nothing, mate. I was really respectful about you.
I imagine you were. I was listening in the taxi, John.
Oh, were you?
I was, yeah. Yeah, I heard what you said.
You've managed to sort of be on air and also get the listenership up.
Right.
Did you listen on headphones, or did you say to the taxi driver?
I listened on headphones. I couldn't be that shameless.
If ever I get sometimes get a taxi and I never admit where I'm going because I don't want them to listen. No, it's not that I don't want people to listen. I want you to enjoy the show, but there's something about people that I know listening. Makes me feel very weird, even if it's just the guy that dropped me off.
Have you ever been in the car or something when you come on the radio, like an advert or a trail or something? Mm. Oh, it's just the most horrible.
Never stops being weird, does it?
No.
Never stops being very odd.
And your voice never, ever, no matter how many times you listen to it, never sounds like you think it does.
No. So you've been up since, what, 5 o'clock?
Well, I've been up. My alarm went off at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, so why were you late, mate? What's happened there?
You can blame Southeastern trains is what you can blame. I know, I was listening to you, so I know you think that's just an excuse. I sat freezing my Watsits off at Ashford Station for an hour and 15 minutes this morning.
Oh, why did you do that?
Well, I didn't do it out of choice, John. I don't really want to see John today. I know what I'd rather
do. Sounds like you've got there too early to me.
I'm smiling, but I'm so upset.
I wish the listeners could see your face, because I don't want you to think that this banter is going down well at all. I want everybody to know quite how badly this is going.
You wait till the next song comes on, John. I'm going to have such a rage.
No. All right, OK, we've got a rant coming. Let me fill you in on what happened last week then, shall we? Is that a nice way to start?
That would be lovely.
Not the cleanest show on the radio, but certainly the tidiest. So here's last week's unfinished business. Sheffield's got the a Bassett's licorice factory.
Oh, no.
A Bassett's licorice factory.
Oh,
my goodness me. That was an unfinished business of you messing up some words. And you messed up some words introducing it.
You couldn't script it, could you? Oh, you couldn't script
it. You could. There's people at home listening to this going, how is that man broadcasting and I'm not?
Yeah, this is what happens, you see. You've been up since 4:45. I sleep in the studio and woke up at 5:08. And it turns out you do need to limber up a little bit beforehand. Now, we had Lindsay Santoro with us last week, told us a story of her Nan being stuck on the stairs, but she chose to do that through the medium of song.
Shoehorn is stuck in the stairwell. I can't put my shoes on because I've lost my shoehorn and I've got arthritic knees.
What I love about, I mean, there's lots of things I love about Lindsay Santoro, but you know, usually when people can't sing, they don't. Whereas Lindsay will sing at the drop of a hat.
Shots fired. Absolutely.
She knows I love her. You know I love you, Lindsay. She's not listening to this, is she?
I've been mean to you when you were already annoyed and you've taken it out on Lindsay. And can I just say I fully support that interview? And may I introduce you to Will and Charlie if you want to really let go at someone. Anyway, this unfortunately led to me being picked up on my grammar for a second week in a row. Ed sent us an email. He said, happy Saturday morning, John. After your story about the incorrect use of the word osmosis last week, I couldn't help you notice.
John, you're having a mare, aren't you? I thought I was the one having a mare this morning.
Do you want to take over? I'm going to go and get to Ashford and just sit on a train station platform for an hour.
It really sets you up well for a show.
I couldn't help notice. I'm going to assume that Ed speaks properly, and I think that will help me channel his emotions. I couldn't help notice you referred to your co-host's song, sang from her Nan's perspective, as autobiographical. As I'm sure you're aware, since the songwriter was not the subject of the song, this would be biographical.
I must admit, I picked up on that when I was listening.
Did you?
And I nearly texted you.
Well, you shouldn't have.
I thought you might have a breakdown if I did.
I would have been even ruder about you being late this morning if you'd done that. I thank you for the correction, Ed, and I'm pleased to pick myself up on air and apologise for everything I've ever said to anyone. Also revealed last week how empty my house is feeling without Christmas trees, and that problem continues. I asked for a solution to fix the big gaps in my lounge. Hayley has sent hers.
Good morning, John. I heard you talking about your house feeling empty without your three Christmas trees.
I can fully empathise with you, as I too think the house looks empty without the Christmas trees up. I've had a great idea, but my husband does not quite agree. Keep the tree up all year round, but make them seasonal. So in spring, you can have eggs, chicks, bunnies and all things spring and Easter. In the summer, you can have flowers, garlands, exotic birds and beachy decorations. And in autumn, you could go for Halloween stuff, leaves, pumpkins. That way, you get to have all year round joy and the problem solved of not having to put the tree away. You're welcome, from Hayley and Paulborough.
I don't hate it.
I don't mind it. As soon as she said eggs, I pictured scrambled.
We're back to the wet eggs.
That is a really bad tree. Just a full fry up on a tree. Yeah, I don't mind it. What do you put up in? Because what she's done there is, it's a good idea, but she skipped straight to Easter. What are you putting on the tree January, February?
Valentine's.
Just tears.
Hearts.
Oh, not that, please.
I knew you'd like that, John.
Keep it to yourself. Broken promises.
Oh, I felt that.
I Love You Bot coming later, where we will dedicate one song to somebody who claims to love someone, but only if they're mean about the person they want a dedication for. I'll tell you everything that's coming up shortly. We'll get Angela a coffee. We'll get you a chair because you're standing as well, which is really freaking me out.
Energy.
I know. I don't know where it's going to go. She's limbering up for something. I think I'm in trouble. Now Will's not here. I just want the whole family to be together and have a nice time.
Will's popped out.
Is that too much to ask?
He has popped out to make me a coffee because I do need one.
Yeah, you do need one.
I do need one. Although I'm feeling more zen than I was in the first link.
You've arrived with energy, though. And what you haven't arrived with is, like, grumpiness, which is quite frustrating to me.
You were hoping I would come in really upset, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I drove down last night.
I sort of got
night.
Through upset on the train. Like, I was really angry early when I was texting you.
Yeah.
I was so angry because I'd got already, even if the journey's going well, I have a half hour wait at Ashford International, which I could do without at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. But today, because the train got cancelled and then I had to wait for the next one, that half an hour wait was an hour and 15 minutes.
Nothing's open, is it?
Nothing's open and it's cold. My hands are only just thawing out now.
Dog to stare at?
Not even a dog
to
stare at.
A little doggy on the platform.
There were no dogs on the platform at that time in the morning.
I was coming down last night in the car and I stopped at two service stations because everything was shut. It's really? 10 o'clock on a Friday. I know a service station is not where you'd go on a Friday night. So Friday night doesn't mean anything. But I was like, it's Friday. I didn't know, sounded like a young clubber in the service. I was like, guys, it's Friday night.
Hey, come on.
I just want a sandwich. It's only 10.
Because they don't, like, all the food outlets shut at like 8 o'clock.
It's madness.
No good for comedians, that, is it? I'm coming in for a gig. I want a sandwich and M&S and Waitrose are shut.
I know, I had to have a whiskey when I got in. Absolutely awful.
I thought
business.
You meant in the service station, don't do that.
No, absolutely not. Anyway, let's talk about what's coming up on today's show.
Yes.
I'm going to eat a lemon, all of it.
What I really like about that is I'm looking at, we've got a list of the show menu and the actual phrase is a lemon will be sucked.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. I just was going to say I'm going to eat a lemon. What? It's frustrating, is that, did we talk about this, that Big John, you know, the internet sensation, he reckons he eats eight a day and it's made me look, bush. He says he eats eight lemons a day.
And it does makes he just me squeeze look the juice or does he eat the, because my dad used to eat lemons like an apple with the rind and everything.
He like an orange, I would say. He really chomps into it. Anyway, I'm going to eat one because you won the music quiz. So that'll cheer you up, won't it?
Yeah, it will. I'm looking forward to seeing your little feature, your little rodenty features all screwed up.
I got a sour face anyway. Can you imagine what it's going to be like with a lemon inside it?
I think your face might turn inside out.
Possibly. Maybe it'll be an improvement. I might like it. Literal Police returns to cleaning up the English language by focusing mainly on the misuse of the word literally, a potential offence committed on the radio airwaves and a fellow comedian using the word literally on a panel show to deal with this morning. And I'm pleased to say Matt Ford sent me one this week as well, and I love it when a criminal turns snitch.
Great. Yeah, because he's been banged up, hasn't he?
He didn't get banged up, but he was right on the line.
Yeah.
It was certainly a course.
So now he's just trying to, that's it, isn't it? He's turned grass, is what he's done.
He sent me one from the Nottingham Forest game this week, commentator Darren Fletcher. I Love You Bot is back. No pats on the backs, no shout-outs for no reason on this show. We will not give them, but we will give one a week as long as you include something you find deeply annoying about the person you want to shout-out for. And news that wasn't in the news is back, an effort to bring you some of the lighter stories from the week that might cheer you up if it's been bleak. And also, you picked me up on, not that I welcome criticism, of course I do, and it helps me improve. You said I said beat around the bush wrong last week.
Well, you didn't say it wrong, but when I was listening to the podcast with you and Lindsay, because, you know, I do my homework, and you said something about beat around the bush, and you made it sound like you thought that beat around the bush meant somebody being beaten up in a bush. And yeah. I wanted to go, John, that's not what it means.
Well, if you'd grown up where I grew up, Angela.
Well,
well, perhaps there's something then in phrases that you don't quite understand the meaning of, or that you use incorrectly. Have you got any of those that you... You must...
You look straight at Charlie then.
You strike me as someone who occasionally misuses a phrase.
Yeah. All the range. I used to say all the range.
Oh, you said of all the range?
Yeah. I didn't realise... No one told me it was wrong. I just heard it as well. That's the worst one, when no one corrects you, but you hear somebody else use it right and then
you realise you're wrong.
All these years.
But that strikes me as one of those generational ones now, that the kids would just think you were talking about the shop. It's all the range in it. Get anything you want in there. It's all the range, mate. Yeah. I'd see that changed.
Yeah.
I don't range so much as I range anymore.
It doesn't, not make sense.
It's worse when you're nice about it, I think.
You idiot.
Is it awkward when I'm nice? Okay. I'll get back to being a... What did you call me? A poisonous little troll?
Spiteful little goblin.
Spiteful little goblin, man.
Horrible how quickly you all recall that. Anyway, 1215 on the text, 03301231215 on WhatsApp. john@absoluteradio.co.uk on email. I know that Will is worried about me today because that's the first time he's ever given me a hands-up countdown that the song was ending.
Because he worried what you were going to say. Yeah.
You're a cheeky little boy today.
You went all sort of 70s TV producer then. You went, and guys, we're live in 5, 4.
You've thrown me after that weird DJ voice you did.
I liked it. What I've discovered is whenever I do a voice, I'm so much happier than when I'm myself. The number of times in the week my daughter has to say to me, can you just stop? Yeah. Dad, you're not a Glaswegian taxi driver, so can we just have tea now?
Now I want to hear your Glaswegian taxi driver.
Well, you're eating, but that's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I loved it, but I can't.
It must be exhausting being your daughter.
You know when you've got a child looking at you saying, Dad, please. She'll do things that kids will go to. You know when a kid will start something annoying, like a song, where they just, and they'll dare you, like, I'm going to do this song until school.
Mm.
And I'll go, bring it.
Go on then.
I guarantee you will break before I do. I actually asked her this week, do you think any of the other dads are as annoying as I am? Because I think I'm the worst one. I think I really am.
Unbearable. It is your job to be annoying.
I think so, yeah.
My dad very much saw it as his role to humiliate me at any given opportunity. And I do think that is why now I am virtually unembarrassable.
Oh, well, there's a challenge. 8-12-15 on the text, 0301-23-1215, John Absolute Radio. If you know something about Angela, if you're I won't put it out on air. I just need weaponry. This is the woman who said she's unembarrassable. I will follow her to gigs. I will get on the offstage mic at tour shows. I will make this woman blush. On the subject of embarrassing your kids, Paul from Lowestoft, Wiltshire, I think, Lowestoft.
Lowestoft is Suffolk.
I know, I was mocking you for not knowing where was.
Roughing? I don't know what's going on today.
Really well, isn't it? Paul says, at the age of 14, my son realised it was suitcase and not soupcase.
Soupcase? Did he think that's what people were carrying around?
I love a world where someone would think, well, you wouldn't carry a suit around, would you? That'd be absolutely bonkers.
It has to be soup.
Yeah, everybody loves soup, don't they? anyway, keep those coming in at 8, 12, 15. It is time for I Love You But.
Ooh, lovely.
It's just a little bit of that. You're in bed with your partner now and you're just thinking, I wish you could just change that one thing.
Just stop breathing.
Oh, I tell you what, you're watching the way they eat cereal. Just a little bit of milk coming down. Or they eat the cereal, but there's just a little bit of milk left on the spoon and you think, why are you not making full contact with the lip and the spoon? Oh, clear the spoon.
I had a boyfriend once who used to put every spoonful in his mouth twice. So you put it in once full, then take it out, and then put it in and eat it.
Unbearable.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to get rid of that. So what you do is you either swallow that down and you just have an unhappy relationship, or you text Absolute Radio and you go with I Love You But, and you say something you like about the person and then the thing that needles you, and we dedicate a song to that person. And this week, it's for Helen.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. And this week, I'd like to give it to my husband, Alan, and I think it's one you may be unhappy with. So, Alan, thank you for being such a good husband. I love you very much, but please stop saying, I'm literally starving when you come home in the evening, or I'm literally freezing if you've been out somewhere in the wet and the cold. Alan, you are definitely not literally starving. or freezing. I do wonder, though, John, does this mean he is also in line for investigation by the literal police? Helen Smith from Tunbridge Wells.
Oh, is this a double whammy?
Love the full name end.
Yeah, right.
Love that.
Helen Smith from Tunbridge Wells.
She had a lovely tone. Do you know, that was the first time I got a little bit nervous during this feature.
Really?
That it was going to go too far. When she went, so, Alan. Yeah. I honestly thought she was going to say, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, no. Pack your bags, Alan.
This is going to be an actual...
When you get home from work tonight, Alan. Yeah.
I know what you've been up to, and I'm choosing John Richardson as the way of telling you. Anyway, it's the literal police. Just ask him to tune in about an hour. We'll be doing the literal police, and he can finally be educated. But this is for you, Alan, and it's from Helen, who loves you, but...
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
This podcast is brought to you by Avocado Mattress. And if healthy, comfortable sleep matters to you, this is one organic brand worth knowing. That's because what you sleep on actually matters.
Most mattresses rely on synthetic foams and chemical materials that trap heat, break down over time, or off-gas. Avocado does it differently. Their mattresses are handcrafted with natural materials, organic latex, organic wool, and organic cotton. Designed to be naturally cooling, incredibly supportive, and long-lasting. They're certified organic by GOTS and meet multiple non-toxic and safety certifications. Made for people who care about their health and the environment without sacrificing comfort. I love that Avocado proves you don't have to choose between comfortable, supportive sleep and your values. And now, during our Earth Month sale, you can get up to 15% off Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
Happy Saturday, friends.
Oh, it's good to be back.
How did you feel? I asked Will to count me in again.
He did, but he got it a bit wrong, I noticed, because he went one go, and then there was at least another second before that music stopped.
It was as it faded out.
I don't know, Will.
It was.
Very defensive,
he also
old Will.
Down.
Genuine needle.
Counted down from five when it was eight. But that's fine.
It was as it faded out. It would have been silence otherwise.
Do you see the atmosphere I have to deal with? I think sometimes people listen to this show and think he's an idiot negative, but I want you to hear the tone. This is the off-air chat that happens. Do you know who I am deep inside? Do you know if you guys weren't here? Do you know how a link would start? I go, hey guys, great to be here. Happy Saturday. Hope you find some joy in your day today. Let us know what you're doing. Text me 8 12 15 0 3. That's me.
That's the real you.
That's me. You make me
bitter, twisted, spiteful little goblin.
All right,
man.
All right. So in exciting news, in this hour I will eat a lemon in full.
Do people know why you're going to eat a lemon? Or
no, I just need more bitterness inside me.
Okay, fine.
So last year we ran a music quiz just to prove to the bosses, not that I was worried for my job at all, but there was some speculation that real music, whilst it mattered across the station, did not matter as much on the John Richardson Show. Mm. I was very keen to put that to bed. So we had a quiz every week to prove that real music mattered.
Who won the quiz, John?
Music.
Music won the quiz.
Yeah, you won the quiz.
I won the quiz.
So I asked for forfeits, and it's someone's kid, wasn't it? Mm. How did this happen? How did I not vet this better on the day? I think we were rushing, and it came in late, and
that'll do.
Someone's kid said, "I eat a lemon." Anyway, now I'm going to eat a lemon. I just prepared the lemon off air. Here's one I prepared earlier. A bit of Saturday kitchen vibes. Licked my finger.
Well, I think they do more than just cut a lemon in four.
Nah, they don't. They get all their food techs to do it.
Oh yeah, that means that.
Someone's been up since two getting dinner ready and they pretend they've done it. Unbelievable. That's a scoop. That's going in the Metro this week. Richardson slams TV chefs. Frauds. Anyway, I licked my finger having prepared the lemon and was nearly sick.
Well, the face you pulled, John, was, and I think I said, well, if that's just from licking it, what's going to happen when you suck it? Because,
it's going to be a long link. We've had some more phrases that people misunderstand.
We've had some great ones coming.
Do you want to read your favourite?
Oh, my favourite one is, this is from, actually doesn't say who it's from, does it? But he'll know who he is or she is. It says, hi John, have put John with an H, but we'll overlook it because it's a good text.
Yeah, I assume that's text not for me then. You want John Bishop to read it out, do you?
When I was at school,
All right.
Oh, that was quite a good job, Bishop.
Really?
Well done.
I'm going back on the road. It's getting worse, isn't it?
So that was John Lennon.
You should have continued. Yeah.
That's what's going to be in the Metro.
He says, hi, John. When I was at school in Northern Ireland, the teacher asked Ray Bell, and I like how he's given the full name of the pupil, so this could be verified if Ray Bell's listening, asked Ray Bell to fetch the school guillotine. And we should say, for any younger, like, the guillotine is the thing you cut paper with, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think they've still got guillotines.
They still use them and call them guillotines, yeah. He says he came back 20 minutes later with 14 lads. He'd gathered up the school Gaelic team.
I bet they could cut paper, though.
The teacher must have been like, how long has it taken him to get this guillotine? And he must have gone to other classrooms and gone, oi, Davis. You need it
in geography. Why? I don't know. Caroline in Essex says, in my old job, I don't mind this one, I asked my job if I could pick his ears rather than pick his brains. I think it sort of makes more sense.
Can I pick your ears?
Yeah, but pick your brains is more disgusting when you think about it, isn't it?
Viscerally, yes. I suppose so. But pick your ears doesn't make, like, pick
your... It's closer to pick your nose, I guess.
It is.
It's more graphic, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But I am going to take it.
You're going to use that now?
Yeah. Can I pick your ears a bit? You get to a level, don't you, where people just don't question. I think that's why we have such awful people in the world, because you can get to a level where people just don't question you anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think there's a level of... It's a good test.
Yeah, if Donald Trump said, can I pick your ears to his minions, that would be the new phrase, wouldn't
it? I'd say to everyone this week, just drop in, pick your ears, and see if you get questioned, and that will tell you how much the people around you respect you.
Do you know, isn't that sort of how the word quiz came about?
Is it?
Like, it was an invented word. I'm sure I've not made this up.
I love watching someone riff on a fact.
And the guy, and whoever invented it, I've got a feeling it was in
She's
Ireland.
She's on the edge of the diving board.
And they did, like, well, graffiti I'm jumping now. And stuff using the word quiz until it became a word that people... Yeah. I'm sure I haven't just dreamt that.
Yeah, well,
I'm
going to we'll
look
find
it up
out.
In the next
you
break.
You can hear the keyboard being tapped away. You're going to be questioned straight away. And Jeff Featherston in Halifax. Hi, John and Angela. My mum thought it was hilarious when I asked how gelignite could be both an explosive and what made jelly set. I didn't know that was gelatin.
What's lovely about these is there's sort of innocence about them, isn't there? That's very sweet.
Yeah, it's very cute. And I love any email that signs off with a full name and a location. Jeff Featherston in Halifax is always going to get read out. Now, last week, I can't quite remember. We were talking about in news that wasn't in the news that could, would, or should have been in the news. A town that stinks of donuts because it's near a donut factory. And I said, oh, let me know what your town smells of. And I think I was joking. Anyway, loads of people have sent in what their town smells of.
Oh, nice.
So we'll do those in a minute, shall we?
Yes.
Nope.
I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Well, I guess it sort of was, but it's nice to hear the silence. Have you found out about the word quiz?
Yeah.
Was that right?
Yeah, kind of. The word quiz emerged in the 1780s with an unknown origin, meaning an odd person, later evolving to a joke or hoax, and then it finally moved to its modern sense of short test, influenced by words like inquisitive.
But I think the hoax was the guy. Look, I'm going to find my source for this.
Okay,
I'd argue it's come from inquisitive.
No, because the word's in the word.
Yeah. I would say as well. Not to criticise you, Charlie, but what Susie does on Countdown when she says it, she just makes it sound like she means it, and she doesn't say it with a question. You backed out of that totally. If you're going to challenge Alan, just look her in the eye and say,
"You challenged
Angela."
I was just checking the facts.
Oh, she looked you in the eye then, John.
Off-air meeting. All right, then. I'm genuinely anxious about this. There was a point when I thought it was going to be all right. Mm. So I think, would you like to read maybe not the apropos of nothing
text? I'm not reading that text,
no,
John, because
vulgar,
I want to carry on doing this show.
Do you? Mark in Wears is interesting about why he moved to Ware, and I'm going to go in with piece of lemon number. I'm going to try and not...
Okay. So I'm going to read the text while you're sucking the lemon. Is that what's happening?
I'm going to
here?
Eat it off mic because I think no one wants to hear squelching lemon, do they? So here
no.
we go. You read that text.
Where is that text? I can't see it.
Visit Hull on a warm... Now I'm reading it.
Now you're reading it, but my my screen's gone funny.
Right, here we go.
Oh, okay, now I've got it now. Okay, so this is from Mark in Ware. And we decided Ware is in Hertfordshire, haven't we? Mm. We've decided, oh my goodness. Listeners, I wish you could see John's face right now. Is this being filmed? Get your camera out, Will. Oh, John, you look really unhappy. He's eaten one wedge of lemon. I'm going to read the text from Mark in Ware. He said, visit Hull on a warm summer's day, Cocoa Mills, Seven Seas. Is that the vitamin people, isn't it?
Cod liver oil.
And fish. Oh, John.
I can feel it hitting my tongue.
Sort of fishy chocolate. Are you all right there, John? I'm really worried for you. Your face is a picture. How many slices have you had?
Three. I'm going to do the whole thing in one link.
You're doing the whole thing in one link? Yeah. One more to go?
And then I'm going
to
go nine.
Come on, John, you could do this. Oh, I hope you haven't got any little cuts on your lips or anything, because that's going to sting. Listeners, he has eaten an entire lemon in one go. Your eyes have turned into tiny little pinpricks. What's that? Oh, you got a pip?
Got a pip.
Got a pip? Oh, how are you feeling?
Sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it
and yet alive.
Is it acidy?
I feel so alive. I want another one.
Oh, no, we've created a monster.
I found my thing. I tell you what, that'll get you going in the morning.
Has that given you a little boost?
Never mind your turmeric shots for £8.
Really?
Get a lemon in you.
Eat a lemon.
Let's see how that develops over the hour.
I'm a bit worried about how that develops because you look unhappy.
God, was it impressive, though?
It was
very
impressive.
I've never done anything impressive.
No. Oh, John!
Okay. All right, then. There you go. That's my challenge done. I didn't think I was going to do it. I don't think you even read the full text, did you?
I did, but I'm still...
That's got to be a world record,
hasn't it? I'm quite shocked that you just ate... I feel like that must have been really easy. I might eat one in the next just to prove how easy it was.
You've just broken the world record for reading a text... eating a lemon quicker than you could read a text from Mark in Ware. That's never been done before,
Never been done before. Done. Tick.
All right. Pretty exciting. Literal police
coming. I'm going to do one in the next link. I think that's too easy.
You want one?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
All right. Okay. It's on.
Literal police, if you commit a literal crime, we will figuratively come for you.
Mm.
You, of course, are the eyes and ears on the ground. We pick your ears every week. send us your literal offences if you spot someone. And I am indebted to Matt Ford, former... he's been in the dock, hasn't he?
I love that he's turned informer.
Darren Fletcher on the coverage of Nottingham Forest's absolute hammering at Braga, which puts their entire European campaign in jeopardy. The campaign they fought so hard for now seems a complete waste of time.
Is that Matt Ford? I can hear crying.
Gutless display. Anyway, Darren Fletcher said, it's raining literally cats and dogs. And of course it wasn't, because that is impossible. So I'm afraid to say that he's in prison, despite his views on Nottingham Forest, which I fully support. Anyway, the first nomination this week comes from Glenn.
Morning, John. It's Glenn here with a literal offence to report, and it's another example of radio presenters that still seem to be using the word literally incorrectly. You could say they literally need to go on a grammar course. This offence was on Tuesday. Nadia J was on her early morning show, and at around 7:15 she mentioned that the airwaves were literally on fire. Not seen that before, and if that was the case, I'm sure it would have been making national news headlines. Clear cut case, I think.
Well, sorry, is he Lindsay Santoro's dad? That accent was amazing.
He would have sung it. He would have sung
I
think.
That's true.
She said, the literally wives are on fire. thank you, Glenn. Our researchers. Was that you, Will?
Yeah,
did you get
course,
this?
Yeah.
Here it is. Let's have a listen.
Yesterday, Rex lit up the room. Like, literally, the airwaves were on fire with songs that we hadn't heard of.
Salam dunk.
Is there even point in having a discussion?
No.
I mean, I'm happy to lock up any other DJ anyway, just because eventually I want to broadcast 24/7 on all stations.
Fine, lock her up.
It's just be me constantly eating lemons. There we go. And another nomination this week. Now this comes in. It's another comedian. And how do we feel about that?
It makes me nervous that it's going to be me.
Do we? Let's find out. Here's Marco.
Hi, John and Angela. I was watching QI recently and I heard Chris McCausland say he literally pulled an answer out of his backside. I can confirm he did not. I was going to let this go, but you had said you wanted to monitor him based on a previous incident. So please investigate. Thanks, Marco.
Are we only broadcasting to the Midlands?
It feels like there's a lot of work going on in the Midlands this week.
This is a very Midlands-focused link, this.
All we can say is, you know, you guys in the north, you know, and in the south, you really need to pull your socks up.
Yeah, the Midlands are really doing their job here.
Start snitching. So, do you know, Chris McCullough, I only let him out last week.
You did, didn't you?
I said, I read his book, I really enjoyed it.
I love Chris McCullough. I did his radio show on another radio station recently. But he's a lovely man. Sorry, I shouldn't bring that up. I feel like I've just admitted to cheating.
Room in the cell for two. Yes, Charlotte?
I just think that we have to be really objective. Do you know what I mean? So we can't just let someone go because they're lovely.
Hey, we haven't let him go.
Where's this come from? Why are you turning on me now?
I'm not turning on
you. On my own show.
I'm not turning on you.
Have you ever known John to be nice to anyone because he likes them?
No, it was just more of a preamble that we just have to be objective.
Let's have a listen and I will be perfectly objective.
What kind of weather do you mainly get in a monsoon? Oh, Chris has gone for it.
I'm going to go for wind.
You are absolutely right. So a monsoon refers to a shift in wind direction.
I did not know that.
No, neither did I, to be honest, mate.
There you go.
Proud of yourself now for wanting me to back him up. I mean, it's a flagrant misuse of the word literally. Mm. And he's cussed.
Yeah.
Cuss words, Christopher. Is that funny, is it?
Well, you're better than that, Chris McCausland. You are better than that.
Unbelievable.
Disappointed.
I feel quite embarrassed, to be honest.
I think you should be embarrassed. Yeah. I think everyone needs to have
a
think.
Sorry, everyone.
Fully objectively. There he goes, into prison. This will be a longer sentence as well, because he's already been in once.
Yeah, repeat offender.
That was a long old clip as well. That was basically an advert for QI, Will, so I think you need to have a look
it's
at yourself as well.
It requires context.
I think that's gone badly for everybody.
Don't start.
I'm vitamin seeing things in a new light since that lemon.
Oh, no, this lemon.
I just think it's changed me, and I think I see things more clearly, and actually all of you need to up your game to keep up with me. Good morning. Happy Saturday. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
Producers Will and Charlie here as well.
Hello.
Did you want to say hello? Sorry.
I don't know.
You've never done that before. We just panicked.
You
But it feels weird. That means during the song I have to say, guys, I'm going to say hello to you and I'd like you to say hello back. And I don't know if you know from my sort of broadcast style, but even I don't know I'm going to say it until I've said it. I'm one of those guys.
Should we do it again? Do you want to do it again?
No, you had your chance.
This is live, guys. This is going out to the nation.
You had your chance. Just so next time when I don't do it, just know that that's why. When I don't turn to you and say, Will and Charlie are here. Just because you make it worse.
I can't believe what just happened.
All right.
What's happened?
Well, that.
Yeah, awful,
a shambles.
Really, isn't it?
It's never happened before.
Because we're here for a few hours on a Saturday, aren't we? And we try our best, but these guys are like,
well,
these are
radio professionals. You know, we're sort of turning it on every time we're on air, and then these two.
Taylor fumbling his mic while the faders are off.
Just
unbelievable, really. Really, really bad.
You sort your own literal police next week.
Shall we sort it out, just the two of us, Angela?
It'd be fine. Nothing bad could happen if they just disappeared and we were left to run the show.
Good job we're so professional. What time did you get here today? Anyway. It's time for the news that was not in the news, that could, would, or perhaps should have been in the news to make the world seem a brighter place. Angela, this is right on
it's
brand
right
for
up
you,
my Strasser. And do you know what about this story? I reckon I was sent a
Strasser,
link.
Strasser, German, yeah?
German for street, yes.
Yeah.
I've been sent this story probably 100 times on social media.
It's lovely when you're so attuned with a thing that all your mates go, oh, you'll love this.
And I love how every single one of them thinks they're the only person.
Yeah, I get that when leads get hammered. It's really funny.
It's great, isn't it?
People
oh,
you haven't heard on for
well.
Years. Oh, we've not spoken since primary school. Good to hear from you again. You happen to support the team that's just beaten us 4-0, do you? Lovely to hear from you. Funny how I don't reply. Anyway.
Oh, you see, people text me with a nice intention. It's different.
Yeah, I don't get that.
So the story is, and I'm sure you've been watching it with bated breath over the last week or two.
Absolutely.
Is that there was it's a Cold War nuclear bunker. For those bunker enthusiasts like me, it is an ROC monitoring post. And it was built into a cliff in East Yorkshire, Tunstall, near Tunstall. And it has been where the cliff's been eroded so much since 1959 when it was built. It was gradually exposed and then was going to drop into the sea. And these people have been filming it, and there's been a YouTube channel. And it has finally It's dropped.
Oh,
it's
has gone. It dropped?
Yes,
because I only read about it when it was about to drop.
Yeah, no,
it's
gone.
I didn't realise it had dropped.
It's gone into the sea now. It has happened.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel that's the sort of end of its journey, or was that upsetting to you as a historian?
I sort of feel less upset about that than I do about, because these, so they're called Royal Observer Corps monitoring posts. I won't nerd on too much, John, because I can see you glazing over already.
I thought you said RAC. I thought,
no,
what are they doing at the seaside? Surely, quiet day for them, innit? What shift have you got? Oh, I've got the seaside one. Oh, you're all right.
So what they were for, right, if there was a nuclear war in the Cold War period, they were for people to go there to monitor the fallout.
Yes.
So, and so
you know, this
really
feature
important
is about making the world seem brighter, so, and stories that make you cheer up. Well, this is basically, if there's nuclear fallout, they'd go there and watch it
all
decay.
Well, the thing is, these are from the Cold War period. If there's a nuclear war now, you know, it's pointless even trying to measure the fallout, so it's fine. Don't worry about it. There's no point in worrying about it now. The weapons are so big.
That's
just
it.
Let it roll over you.
That's it. But, just let it happen.
So I would rather, so there's about 1,500 of these monitoring posts in Britain.
Oh, get them
and,
in the sea then.
I know where quite a few of them are, but if you...
All right, big shot.
It's my thing. You know it's my thing.
Oh, wow. Are you trying to Charles up?
Is it not working? Is it not working?
I'm picturing you at a bar. Yeah, there's about 1,500. I know where most of them are. Most people would pick out three or four. I'm in four digits,
mate. I'm ignoring this. But a lot of them are just full of...
Another martini, Phil?
I give up trying to educate you lot. I do. It's mad that they won't book me on QI.
It is, isn't it? You could pick them all out. You could take them on the road. Be the first one on the road. Guys, you might not know this, but there's one 5 miles up the road. Got to get there quick. It's going to drop into the sea. Sorry, go on. Do something.
No,
do good broadcast.
I was just saying, I'd rather it fell into the sea than just got left disused, full of water, you know. And so it's quite, yeah. It's like a burial at sea for an ROC monitoring post.
Guys, we having one more?
I hate you all. Imagine if when you talked about Leeds United, I just sat there and went, oh, boring.
I'd like to think I wouldn't say something like, I mean, I can read most of our results out from the FA Cup over the last 50 or 60 years. Yeah. Most people can't.
It's just my thing. It's my little passion. Don't take
thing.
The mickey out of me.
I
for
sent
it.
You a lovely picture of a pillbox this week, didn't
you
I?
You did send me a picture of a pillbox in Filey. I identified it immediately, didn't
you
I?
You did.
You're not helping yourself.
Stop it.
I did.
She knows where all the pillboxes are. And that's a sentence I'll still be able to say in about 20 years, but your pillboxes were rattled then. 14 in Wigan. Wow, Angela. Sorry, guys.
You were just sitting on that during that song, and you look so pleased with yourself now.
You're like a little kid on the toilet looking really focused. I'm going to do a joke. So here's my story.
It's better be good, John.
I think it's briefer than yours. It's about Tetris. Oh, I didn't mean that critically at all. The creator of Tetris.
Mm.
Lovely to hear from.
Bored already.
Just lovely to know that you can still make the news. As the creator of Tetris, you can still say something that gets in the news.
Mm.
The creator of Tetris has said that Rubik's Cubes should be sent into space as evidence of human civilization, following a rare public meeting between two of the most influential puzzle designers of all time. Oof.
Oof.
There's a meeting you want to be at, right? They've never got the Rubik's guys and the Tetris guys together, have they? How did they get on? They fit together well.
Oh, John.
I just think there's...
It just goes to show where,
because obviously it's a massive achievement creating Tetris, did a lot. And I would respect the views of the creator of Tetris on probably anything except Tetris. And I would say any alien race that has conquered space travel to the point where they reach Earth is probably not going to be massively impressed by a Rubik's Cube.
No, I think you're absolutely right. If they've mastered some sort of craft that can penetrate our atmosphere, land, and they can communicate with us.
You want to send something up there that says, don't come here, we've got good stuff. You send that up, they're like, these guys, we'll just take what we want from these guys.
Yeah, this is what they've chosen to show us as the pinnacle of their development.
400 light years from Gargon.
I bet you were a Rubik's Cube kid, weren't you, John?
Yeah, that's quite insulting that you would say
that. You were, though, weren't you?
I wasn't, actually. I've never done a Rubik's Cube.
Well, you've never successfully done a Rubik's Cube.
No, I do find them very frustrating.
So you have tried.
But once you find out, it's just a trick, isn't it? There's just a, there's like a sequence to it.
My husband could do them really quickly because, you know, he's just clever.
Anyway, so, well, that's ended really badly.
Yeah. Well, what did you expect after what you just did to me in the last
link? Well,
do you know
what I don't want to do? Because I like your husband. What I don't want to say is that for the second link in a row, I don't think that's the brag you think it is. I don't think your husband's listening now going, cheers, babe, you tell him. Yeah, you tell him.
Don't tell him about the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. I'll actually have you know, my husband can do Rubik's Cubes very quickly.
Anyway, all right, now you've said it like that.
Your words spat back at you. Now, coming up, we're having fun now because we need to discuss the Absolute Darts Challenge, which I don't want to say has been on my mind all week, but has been on my mind
texted a lot about the Darts Challenge.
It's just on my mind all the time. So we're going to record them after today's show. You'll find out how we get on next week.
How upset will you be if I just fluke a higher score than you? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, we'll never find out because you'll never be on the show again.
Right, fair enough.
Right then, serious time.
Uh-oh.
After today, we will be going across to the Absolute Radio dartboard.
Yes.
As you may have heard, all throughout January, Dave Berry has launched his three dart challenge on Absolute Radio. It's all the presenters to see who can score the highest with just three darts. This is the key point. We'll come to it shortly. I've said this sentence so much. Anyway, whichever presenter gets the highest score will get £5,000 from Wix to donate to a charity of their choice. For me, that's Bright Young Dreams.
For me, it would be Sarcoma UK.
Excellent. The top five current leaderboard. So yep. this is what we've got to beat so far. Bush and Richie's scores were out yesterday.
Right.
They had proper dart shirts on. I don't know if you see the video is online. I recommend you have a look.
Have they really gone for it? Was I supposed to bring a proper dart shirt? No.
I was a little bit intimidated.
Ooh, that's what they're doing though, John. They're just trying to get in your head. Don't let it happen.
It's fine when you watch them throw.
Okay.
Rubbish.
Oh, John, now I feel like you're going to learn a lesson in hubris today.
Top at the moment. Now, I've got beef with this.
Yeah.
Dynamo.
Is Dynamo an Absolute Radio presenter?
He was in for an interview.
That doesn't count.
He threw three darts. He's top with 47, which is decent. If you're throwing it 20s and you only got one to go off and you're 45 or 41. So 47's actually, you know, that's quite good. I assume something's gone. It must be awful being a magician. Just nobody trusts you wherever you go.
Yeah, something's gone on there.
He's done something weird there.
Yeah.
He's done something weird.
Yeah, he's got them all looking the other way and he's run up to the board.
Yeah, if you can walk on the Thames, you can cheat in a darts challenge, surely. Anyway, I'm not saying that I'm not going to beat that. But so we're going to go up after. How are you feeling, Angela?
Well, you know, John, that I am not a darts player.
Mm-hmm.
You know that very well because you've seen me try to throw a dart.
It's one of the things I like about you.
Yeah, because it's the one thing that you know you've got over me. What I really want to happen is that I just somehow fluke a higher score than you.
It's so possible.
Because it is possible, right? Because I'm not going to be going, oh, I'm going for the treble 20. I will be happy if a dart lands in the board.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to lob it. That's my strategy. Mm-hmm. Just lob it in the general direction of the board, hope for the best.
Yeah.
And there is a chance that that works.
You're my greatest threat. You know, it's you and what I call you the ball chuckers.
Right.
You're not really darts technicians.
It's not the first time I've been called that, John.
You're not really artists of the board.
No.
You're just aiming to get it in there. So it's as likely you'll hit treble 19 as 5, really.
Yeah.
Let's say it like it is. Yeah. Therefore, and I haven't chatted to Dave about this. We'll talk about it next week. But I think anybody who doesn't throw with proper technique at the 20s, it doesn't count.
Oh, right. Okay.
It doesn't count.
What you're saying is if I do score higher than you, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count artistically. You know, there's no merit to it.
It counts numerically, though, right?
It counts numerically, of course, but you'll know and I will know. I've said this so often, like, if somebody gets good at the 100 metres, injury aside, they're never going to take a minute to do the 100 metres. They're always going to be in and around their time. Luke Littler will hit 7. He will hit 7, you know. He'll just have a bad throw. One will bounce out. He'll hit a treble 1 and a 1. He'll score. You see it happen at the World Championships. People score 3. Anyway.
So does that mean I'd be a better darts player than a world champion if I score than 3?
Well, I think I can go as far as to say that Bez from the Happy Mondays, who is currently 3rd on the leaderboard with 34, is a better darts player than Luke Littler. And I think I'm fine to say that.
Mm.
And if he's listening, then he can text in angrily. Anyway, we will be going across to the dartboard straight after today's show. You'll hear how we get on with our three darts on next week's breakfast show. And then we will, I mean, we will have a full debrief.
I'm sort of excited and nervous.
It might be one link. It might be the full 3 hours. We'll see what happens. But the winner will be announced next Friday.
2-1.
Thanks, Will.
Oh, lovely, Will. See, that's how you do it. You can do it when you try.
I can.
It was really good, that, wasn't it?
It was.
Pressure on me, really, to have a sentence ready to say when you got to zero.
Yeah, shame. I had to just jump in there.
I just got so... Do you know what that felt like to me? Mm. That was like, you know when Oasis got back this summer and there was the countdown at the beginning? Yeah. That's what it felt like. That when we got to zero, I was so, like,
please
thrilled.
Don't give him... Please don't give him that, because he's going to get such a big head.
You are the Gallagher brothers.
I am.
You the Gallagher are. Brothers in production.
Yeah.
Now we're coming to an end. So will that feature in your appraisal at the end of today's show? We don't know. What remains at the end is for me to give everyone feedback on their performance today, just so that we can all...
I always forget that's coming up. I wish I could rewind and change some things I've said.
Notes while we're doing the show. So there'll be an appraisal. Of course, I invite feedback. Of course I do. You're welcome to say anything you like about
next
me.
Next time I'm here, I'm taking notes.
Yeah,
that's it.
Bring it on, mate. Yeah. If you haven't been able to join us for the full 3 hours and you'd like to go back and hear how I got on eating a lemon, you said it was easy. I made it. Do you want to eat a lemon now then?
I'll eat a lemon now.
Eat a lemon now then while I'm telling you. Yeah, go on, get it done.
Okay,
yeah.
I've got one.
I did it in the time it took you to read a text.
I can do it now.
I'll read a text.
I'm off. I'm doing it.
Go on then. Fishta in Wales says, my wife sometimes mixes phrases up. For example, wait your houses instead of hold your horses. You all right, Angela?
Yeah.
And once, instead of talking about me, she managed to mix up two phrases to make a new one, telling her friend that she loved the bones he walks on. I think these are better than the originals and use them all the time. What are you three pieces in?
I want my mum.
Is that the final piece? Oh, that's it. Oh, you look really upset. There's some tears in the eyes there, isn't there, Angela?
I'm
fine. Are you sure?
Mmm.
Is it tasty?
Oh, it gives you a boost, though, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? You are going to be absolutely flying for the final link of the show. So, appraisal's coming, and a name you can
get.
Has
that helped me dig me out of the what happened after the bunkers?
Well, no, because it sort of besmirches what I did, and I want to feel
because
like
I just showed
was
it was actually quite easy, wasn't it?
I don't. Well, we'll have to watch the footage. We'll upload the footage onto the show socials, and you can decide who looked in the most discomfort.
Okay.
I think you looked in physical pain, whereas I was sort of expressing myself artistically.
Okay, is that what you think your face was doing? That's interesting.
You've got a moment to think up a name for the podcast of this week's show, which will be available on the Rayo app or wherever you get your podcasts, and appraisal's coming up. So any gifts you want to give me or any feedback you want to give me while this record is on, I'm ready to hear them. Well, that's it for today's show. Ooh. And what a pleasure it's been.
He's in his DJ mode. I like it.
It was only out of respect for the record that I didn't fade you up sooner, because what I would have loved the listener to heard is, okay, guys, for the final time today. That was absolutely beautiful. And if it doesn't work out for you in radio, and let's be honest, it might not, you could definitely be one of the people that speaks before people go on a roller coaster. You got a good authority. Okay, guys, hands in the air. Here we go.
Scream if you want to go faster.
That's it. So it's appraisal time. Has anybody got anything?
I've got something for you, Joe. I genuinely have a gift for you.
Well, this
and
will
what happened? This got advertised to me on Instagram.
Yes.
And I thought, why is this being advertised to me?
Yes.
And I thought, oh, I think it's specifically so I buy it for John Richardson.
Good on
so
Instagram.
So that's what's happened.
More
right?
of
so
that, please.
I want you to close your eyes and hold your hand out while I hand it to you.
What a thing to fail at.
This is your present.
Oh, it's soft.
It is soft. Right, open your eyes.
Oh, it's a cardigan.
It is a cardigan, but it turned around.
Oh, it's an Excel spreadsheet cardigan.
It is an Excel spreadsheet cardigan. Oh,
but it's blank. It's going to get written on. People are going to write on me when I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to write on it, but I will be graffitied. That's absolutely beautiful.
It?
Well, that will affect your... Because sadly,
you.
The first line I've written on your appraisal is punctuality is a matter of respect.
Words with Southeastern Trains about that, please.
I'm just saying, if you really wanted to be here, you'd have had a backup plan. But
wasn't an earlier train than the one I got this morning at 5 a.m.
You got up at before 5 a.m. to be here. You've had a wonderful show and you ate a lemon, which and you didn't do it quite as well as I did. Will, I've loved you. I've loved you counting me, and I really have. The QI clip that I would say was too long.
Yes, I think
it was more of an advert for the show,
context.
Really.
Just your editing skills.
The less we hear of more successful comedians than me on this show, it makes me feel more comfortable. But you did also bring me a present from your holiday, which was lovely. So you've had a lovely show as well. Charlie. Now, I loved it when you questioned Angela, and Angela, I mean, you were tapping the keyboard to verify that fact before she'd even finished it, and that's the energy I really want on this show.
I was right, though. Can we just clarify?
Nothing
I was
is
right
sacred.
About it.
Everything should be challenged. You also asked me for objectivity during the literal police, which I hated, because that's not what this is about. This is an absolute autocracy, and I reserve the right to be mean and spiteful for no reason at all. But I asked you if you had a pen earlier, and you gave me the Rolls Royce of pens, which is a uniball roller, which puts you at top of the league. To everyone who's texted in today,
you're just feeling bad because you've run that pen down, haven't you?
I have. That pen is now broken. Yeah. It's covered in lime juice and tears. But that's another story. We're off to record our darts. Thank you so much for joining us. Sarah Champion is here. She's up next. Have a fantastic Saturday. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Ugh. Oh, no, John. Oh, no. Don't do that.
Uh-oh. Disciplinary coming. Bye.
Bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Well, there we go. If that sparked off anything in your imagination, do I say that every week?
Well, I think you do.
I think I do. I need a new one, don't I? If that's got you razzed up.
Oh, no, don't say that.
No?
No.
If that's made you want to email in an official complaint.
Yeah, that's
especially
more likely.
It's just a way for me to say the email address. Mm. You do one.
What? If that's got you... fired up to what you said. It's exactly the same thing. Oh, it's harder than it looks, isn't it?
It is.
If that's got you... stimulated, don't say that. Oh, I don't know.
Should we go back to the original? I tell you what, if that's fired off anything in your imagination you want to get in touch about next week's show, it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk. We'll be back with another Saturday from 8 a.m. Thank you so much for all your interactions. They are much appreciated. And feel free to start your emails with, you probably won't read this, but as has happened since I said that Will doesn't check the emails, I have to point out that Will does check the emails. Just sporadically.
Eventually.
Just once he's had a good look at Torquay's fixtures, then he will have a quick look at the emails. So do send them.
Oh, disciplinary's in the air.
We're not going to have a serious word. We're going to go and throw some darts, and I'm going to humiliate myself having gobbed off.
I hope so.
Get called out. What was that, Charlie? You didn't like me saying
gobbed off?
No, okay, fine. Okay. It's odd energy now, isn't it? I don't know what to say.
Everything you say is wrong at the minute.
This tongue of mine gets me into such trouble. Is that better? No? Okay, see you next week.
Suck it dry.